Well, I just hope in the millennium there's more of this sand down there. Like
the Israel. Oh, yeah, they'll change.
There's lots of food.
It'll way change. All right, number five was, or is, Abraham will be a blessing to others. Let's read the passage in 12D, or 12D, 12.2.
I will cause you to become the father of a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and I will make you a blessing to others.
Wow. But there's a lot of stuff in 12.2, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there
is.
In
that one little itty-bitty verse.
There is just a ton.
And it's all what God's going to do. And really, there's nothing in there that says what Abraham
will do this, I will do this, and I will do this.
Now, here's the two biggies, 6 and 7. These are big ones, man. I was reading up on this the other day. I was actually reading the history of the countries, the nations that have cursed Israel. 6, those who bless Israel will be blessed. And 7 is those who curse Israel will be cursed.
So when it says, I will bless those who bless you, you would be the whole Israel.
Yeah. Now Genesis 12:3 in both of those. Let's read it. It's right there, guys.
I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed.
The Amalekites, they were a nation that cursed Israel. They're gone. All of the nations that stood up against Israel, Egypt, was never the same.
Well, then we really shouldn't have to worry about the next week or two when Israel just blows up Iran, and Iran decides to shoot him back.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's funny. You know what's interesting?
Is it coming to that?
Oh yeah,
Ahmadinejad it was him.
What did he
say?
Well, he's come to the UN.
He's gonna wipe Israel off.
He's here in this country now, and he's gonna do.
That's the dude from Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna job.
that's how you remember the name.
Yeah, but I think it was the guy under him. Said that if Israel shoots at them, attacks them, you know, they're going to get the point. The point will be, they will be destroyed, eliminated.
It'll be their end point, and there certainly will be no more.
Yes, point,
you know what's funny is...
Go for it!
That's what a wild ass would do. A wild ass does the same thing over and over again and gets beat for it and then does it again. And gets beat for it and does it again.
Kind of like children. I mean, basically, they have things
not,
over and over again.
They
never
have
learned.
Not learned in 4,000 years of history that Ishmael cannot stand up against Isaac. The son of Abraham, Ishmael, or Isaac, will not be heir to the son of Hagar.
I just hate to see what's going to happen. Because I think of this. I mean, right now, we've just verbally thrown him under the bus.
Who, Israel or mm-hmm. Iran?
Israel. Everything that's gone on, even in the last week and a half, when you have the president of Libya, said that this, you know, was premeditated, and then the White House saying, oh, no, it's not. This is just because of that video.
And then the other guy saying it is premeditated.
Yeah.
The White House can't even agree right now.
It's like...
they can't agree with themselves. I'm just going, oh my goodness, that would be... I told Jerry, I go...
Because then they have to stand up to the Muslims.
Yes. I go...
He's already kowtowed to them, and then he'd have to reverse his...
I sat there with Jerry, I go, you know what that'd be like? That'd be like...
I thought that said one rug.
I read. That would be like... I mean, in a very small way, us being in an annual meeting... or a quarterly meeting, and me, Mark, and Tom openly saying, no, this is how we decided to do it. And me going, no, I don't agree. This is not how... I go, Jerry, what would everybody think? And she goes, that nobody's in charge. Who's in charge? I mean, who... It would take down the credibility of the elders... in everybody's eyes.
You got to have credibility first. That's take down.
That's true. Here's something funny, guys.
I still think Obama's the Antichrist.
Oh,
no.
Please. All right.
He's a tool.
This is a horrible map. But what's interesting, and this I heard during the after the Persian Gulf War. Iraq did have weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
They just got rid of them through Syria.
Yeah.
Okay. They had chemical weapons. I mean, he used them on the Kurds.
He used them on his own people.
Okay, yeah. So he did have weapons of mass destruction. What was interesting is when they were hitting him with Scuds, they were hitting Israel with Scuds. The reason why they didn't use the chemical weapons on Israel is because the winds were blowing the wrong way.
Gee, I wonder why they were doing that way.
Plus, they never knew where those missiles were going to come down.
Yeah, I know. And man went, meh.
Why are we coyote style?
Oh, no. We can't take that back.
Were they Acme rockets?
Part of the ordinance.
Israel's the roadrunner. The Arabs are the coyotes. Oh, golly.
Hey, that's a good analogy.
That is. It is.
Oh. Amy.
Strange place.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that Geico commercial.
Well, anyway, wow. I was reading this article, a couple different articles, on the countries that have cursed Israel and the countries that have blessed Israel, and what has happened. What's fascinating is this. What was the? They did a study and all that on math. Yes.
Sorry, Dorothy couldn't get into Ruth Fuller's house, and she had to call the police. And Ruth is on the floor in the kitchen.
Oh no.
So. Joe's been talking to her.
Dorothy Flanger. Well, let's pray. Father, I pray right now for Ruth Fuller. God, I'm not sure that I know that Ruth knows you in the ways that she has understood you, Lord Jesus. Pray for help, pray for comfort. Well, we go from beep beep to...
Yeah, very quickly.
No, carry on. Yeah. Ruth is like 90. Well, I was just getting ready to say, the countries that, and even the people, it goes to countries and people. You bless Israel, you're blessed. Let's go back to Spain. Spain and Portugal. At one point in history, they were world powers. They were big time world powers.
There was actually, last Sunday when I was going through these different websites, and I can't remember the exact name, Zionist Bible Society.
Yeah,
that's
Zionist.
It. And looking for the time, looking into the Middle Ages and stuff, and the start of the Crusades, there was more Jews killed.
Oh yeah,
in England, France, and Spain throughout the century than Hitler did in a matter of 4 years.
Yes.
Hitler just compressed it.
Yeah.
But they've done, and like you said, they've all been world powers, and they're nothing now.
Yeah.
Well, I keep wondering, you know, we keep whittling away at all the morals and values that God has established. And it's like, you know, when are we going to learn? You know, now we're kicking him out. I mean, we're kicking him out, trying to kick him out of the country. It's the last straw when we turn our back on Israel.
Okay, there's nothing in history. If you look at the book of Revelations, there's no mention of the United States anywhere.
Right.
This country very easily go the route of the Soviet Union. Could very easily go the route of the Amalekites could very easily go the route of the Ninevites.
What do you mean by that?
Disappear.
As like a strong country, or just like...
Disappear as a strong country, or disappear, or taken over. God could easily, guys, this is what we don't, and see, we look at everything from our how we grew up, the way things always work. God could very easily use a coalition of nations and take this country over.
Most of them originate in the Soviet Union or Eastern Europe that show the United States in the future, different sections of the United States or parts of different other countries.
Okay.
Wow.
And everything, it's... There's all different variations that they show.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
The Canadian model, they list it as Inuit. So they're indicating that the Eskimos... the Eskimos are the Inuits.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I know, Inuit.
Well, they'll be cutting off the heat for people down here. Learn how to live in the cold.
What's fascinating, too, is people. And I learned this. Now, I need to check up on this. I mean, you do got to check up on things on the internet. Mm-hmm. But I do know what Luther wrote. And Luther at first tried to go after the Jews. And then very quickly he turned against them. And even wrote a pamphlet that said you need to burn down their synagogues and you need to get rid of the Jew. He's a God-hater and all this kind of stuff. And days after he released that pamphlet, he died. Thomas is as it is, whether you are God's child or not. If you curse Israel, you will be cursed. If you bless Israel, you will be blessed. And what's interesting, guys, is we see this in Matthew, where Jesus is saying, he's talking about the sheep and the goats, and he says, to those on my right, I say, enter the kingdom, for you gave me something to drink, you gave me something to eat. And they're like, when did we do this? And he's like, to the least of my brothers, you did this to me. He's speaking of Israel. A lot of times we look at that passage and we go, well, that's talking about just what we're supposed to do as believers. Well, we are supposed to be gentle and forgiving, but this is an Israel. This is Israel. It's how you have treated Israel in the tribulation. Did you help them? Other people, they're going to be the goats. They're going to be going, what? When did we not give you something to drink? When did we persecute? When? And he's like, to the least of my brothers, you did this to me. Because these are chosen people. And what's interesting...
And the least of my brothers, if they look at the Jews as the least of anything, I mean, the bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, what's fascinating is we have dark periods of history in the United States where there were ships crossed the Atlantic trying to get out of Nazi Germany, and we turned the boats away.
Uh-oh, now we're in trouble.
Well, guess what happened to us? We went to war.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a warning.
Let's see, and who was in charge at that time? It was a Democrat.
Golly! He just kind of did a blind eye.
Yeah.
There's no way. There was just absolutely no way. And they knew they were sending them all back to the death camps. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Jewish people. Take one more example. Another example. After that, we begin to liberate the Jews and help them. Of course, then we get two guys that are Jewish that develop a cure for polio, and we get two guys to develop the atomic weapon before Hitler did. And Hitler, who persecutes the Jews, ends up shooting himself in the head, and his body's burned.
So he shot himself in the head? I guess they shouldn't have slept through history. It probably would have been...
Well, the Russians wanted to get their hands on him. The Russians wanted to get their hands on him.
So he shot himself.
Yeah. And what's interesting is you look at the countries that have always persecuted the Jews. The Soviet Union has always persecuted the Jews. Russia has always. They have never rose to prominence. Ever. I mean, they had a big military. But the people inside the country were just suffering royally. Man, it's scary.
In fact, the biggest immigration of Jews to Israel
was from Russia. I'm a nut job. He's going to suffer the same fate. What I see happening to this guy is they get into it with Israel, and the Khomeinis behind him find a way to get rid of him.
Well, he's just a puppet.
He's
anyway.
Just a puppet. They're going to have to blame it on somebody. You'll see him pass the same way as Saddam Hussein passed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so predictable. Okay, moving on. The eighth one. In Abraham, now here's a different little twist. In Abraham, also, though, all will ultimately be blessed. And let's look at 22:18 of Genesis.
Arise, lift up the land. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation.
Okay. Wait, is that 22:18?
Mm-hmm.
Look at 12:3 again.
It says through your descendants, and then I have a little asterisk that says seed. So through his seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you've obeyed through your descendants.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, 21, sorry.
Yeah.
Turn the page again.
Yeah, turn the page again.
Turn it.
So, in Abraham's seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Okay. That's happened. Christ. All the nations of the earth have been blessed. Every nation on this planet. Black. Yellow. Whatever. Red. Jesus Christ has come to every nation and ever through Abraham. Guys, that's a 4,000-year-old prophecy, man. And it's happened. This stuff about Jesus having a wife and all this other stuff, the guy that had this, they something, what was that?
Some woman at Harvard.
Theological. Yeah. Great, where they're from. They will all go by the wayside. Just like Dan Brown's, novel that he wrote a couple years back?
Oh, Tom Hanks was in there.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, gosh.
We can't even remember now.
No.
We can't even remember.
Well, I never saw it.
I told you guys, it was a big thing. It was
they
like
had two movies out of it.
Yeah, it was like this big, oh. And I'm like, guys, 2 years from now, nobody's even going to hardly even remember what movie that was. Or
I,
what movie
I missed
was.
The whole thing. I was reading something. What movie are you looking for?
What was that?
Who was in it?
Dan Brown.
Google it.
I can't
remember. Tom Hanks starred in it.
It wasn't like Angels and Demons. Or Angels and... That was the
that's
one
of them.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Angels
and Demons. That was the second one.
But it had to do... I thought it had Christ or Jesus in the title.
I can't even remember. That's how insignificant it is now.
It had to do with numbers. The code was in numbers. Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Effective reason.
Yeah, that's good. The Da Vinci Code. And now, guys, it's just... Where is it?
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's not real.
Doesn't even matter.
They just make it up.
Yeah. And then it'll go by the wayside. It's funny. What's hilarious is this woman from Harvard, she thinks that she's going to come up with some sort of...
She's going to prove that all the stuff that we found for 2,000 years is not real.
Well, that she's come up with the one document that says Jesus had a wife. when all of biblical history and all of external history proves that he didn't.
Oh, she's got the document that shows it.
But she's got the... Golly!
Come on! It's right there, black and white, or...
First
yellow
of all,
and
yeah,
stone?
Really. I wonder if it's
yeah.
Photocopied. First of all, she's from Harvard. And this is interesting.
Harvard.
Yes. Now, here is an example, guys, of jettisoning God. Harvard, Princeton, all of those schools in the 16 and 1700s were very God. As they let the liberals come in, the liberal theologians, they jettisoned God, and now they're just... They don't believe anything.
There was a news line on the Yahoo browser page. Scientists are close to proving that there is no God. You know? I was sitting there thinking, I didn't even bother looking at it. I think these guys are really joking now.
It's just silly. Well,
they said 200 years ago. That's what they said a long time ago.
I know, man. If Darwin would have known the things that we know today, he never would have not believed in God. He would have
heard something, some discussion on a theory of evolution. It had to do with survival of the fittest, and if you took that out to its logical conclusion, there'd actually be nobody left.
Well, it's true.
Somebody wrote an argument against the theory of evolution.
Okay, so all in Abraham will eventually be blessed. Ninth, Abraham would receive a son through his wife Sarah, not through Hagar. This is a huge lesson, guys, that we always need. I'm going to keep beating this into you guys' heads.
What's the purpose of changing their names?
Honor.
Well, it gives them a different... Well, it goes from... He's now... Abraham means the father of many nations. Sarah goes from my princess to the princess. We're different. Remember,
we just had something on the radio about names, that people are going back to the old names and even biblical names because they just sound really good. And he talks about Ezra because it's got that Z in it. But they said, you know, what is the purpose of that? You know, are they looking at what the name means? Because when they were named, they meant something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they excuse me. They said that Jacob was like the most popular guy name for little baby boys.
I wanted to name Justin Caleb, but Jerry goes, that sounds like a dog. I go, it's not a dog. It's an 80-year-old guy that says, "Give me that hill." I'm like, come on. Oh well. That's a loss. Abraham. Here's Ishmael. Oh, man. I have issues. And Isaac. But from Abraham, these guys still are blessed, guys. Not blessed like as in Israel. Like, if you curse Israel, you're cursed. It's different. It's through this line.
You would think that since he went against what God wanted him to do and didn't believe, that he wouldn't have blessed that side.
I know, but that's God.
But that's because Abraham begged.
God is very gracious.
So because Abraham said, I am so sorry, I didn't mean to do this, please bless my other son as well.
Nope. He never did say, I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's not very good.
He said, oh, that Ishmael may live. And God said, nope. It's going to be through your wife, Sarah. But I will bless him. And he will become 12 princes. Which, by the way, he did. Ishmael became 12 princes. And, dude, the guy had 12 kids. He had 12 sons. I don't know how many daughters he had. This guy was popping them out like they do today over there. There's 1.5 billion Muslims. And there's way more Arabs than there are Americans. God has blessed them. Just like he said he would.
Even though the Arabs are after the Jewish people.
Even though, yes. But that was also what he said would be Ishmael's issue. He said Ishmael would be a wild donkey of a man. And his hand, he will always be fighting somebody. God, trying to have peace in the Middle East ever since World War II. And we've not been able to do it. They're always fighting. It's like.
Well, but even before that, I mean, the Arabs were fighting amongst themselves.
Oh yeah.
You know,
they just
the turn of this little Middle East. Then they turned around. They all started fighting the British.
Yep.
So they're blessed to a certain point where they'll never have peace. Where
they'll be a wild ass of a man always, and you know.
There you go. That's the explanation for Ahmadinejad.
Yeah.
He's a wild ass of a man.
But that's what God said they would be. That is what God said they would be. They literally are like a wild donkey. And they cannot be tamed. And the thing about them, but they're also blessed. See, we think blessed means 100% all the way through. No. No, God is very gracious. Very yeah, this is what they're going to be, but yes, they'll also be blessed. Look at America, guys. You are a degenerate Hollywood nation, void of morality. But I will not destroy you because you bless Israel still.
We're not thrown on the wayside because we're not really Arabs and we're not really Jewish.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
No,
well,
but he made a way for us. He,
yeah, that was point eight.
I mean, we are, I don't want to say equal, but...
Yeah, we are.
We're Jews are still the chosen people.
Paul, yeah, no, but we're grafted in.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Paul made that argument.
With Isaac.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And God can also, he can also graft the Arabs in. Some people think that some of these Arab countries will go through an incredible revival. Realize, well, there's a couple battles that are in, is it Ezekiel? There's a big battle in Ezekiel, but once these Pebrises shot down out of the mountains and shot down out of the air, they're going to realize that God is God. And it is through the Jews, not Isaac. And it will be their salvation. You know, I didn't know this until Bala came and spoke, one of our missionaries. He came and spoke, and he's a missionary in Indonesia, which is the most populous Muslim country in the world, even more than Iran and Iran. He read passages that show that the Arabs were blessed. And I'm just going, oh, I can't deal with this. Because he came in, it was after 2001, 9/11. But the passage, I'm like, man, that's what God says. And so it kind of revolutionized my thinking a little bit.
But you look at David, he did things that
we're not
on in God, I mean,
yeah.
In God's and will.
He did
he went
wrong.
By the wayside of man.
Yes,
he went man's way. But yet he was still blessed. And then sure, you know, there's people over there right now that are whacked out that are gonna wake up and I mean, how many of those people have already come to Christ that were involved in a lot of the terrorist stuff that's going on?
And there's a lot of Muslims right now that are coming to Jesus because they see their regime and they're just like, God, it's got to be something better.
That's like the one book I've got, a fellow that's the... Son of Hamas is the name of the book. I mean, he became Christian. And his dad disowned him for a while,
mm-hmm.
and stuff, but he's in this country. Basically, the Hamas has got a hit out on him.
Wow.
But he went all the way through the training and everything, and he was in his early 20s when he saw the light.
They're like the Vikings.
Yeah.
You know, the big mystery, so the Vikings just disappeared. They weren't taken over. They just disappeared. Well, yeah, they disappeared. You know what happened to them? They got Christianized. They became believers, and they stopped. They're like, I'm so tired of dying. I mean, I don't even have one person left alive in my house. Everybody fights. We're always fighting somebody, and you get tired of that, guys. They get tired.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you see it on TV. I mean, they lose their children. They lose their wives.
Yeah, and after a while, you're like,
they lose their minds.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're going, I want peace.
And you end up with Sven and Oli.
I got nothing. Abraham received a son through his wife. Big one in Genesis 17, 16 through 21. Genesis 17:16-21. Let's real quick read that. I'm not hearing any bells today.
And I will bless her and give you a son.
Because Carol's not here.
Yes, I will bless her richly, and she will become the mother of many nations. Kings will be among her descendants. He fell down to the ground, but he laughed himself to disbelief. How could I become a father at the age of 100? Besides, Sarah is 90. how could she have a baby?
No kidding.
There's truth in that.
I know.
And Abraham said to God, yes, may Ishmael endure your sacrifice. Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son. You will name him Isaac, and I will confirm my everlasting covenant with him and his descendants.
Not with Ishmael.
As for Ishmael, I will bless him also, just as you have asked.
There you go.
I will cause him to multiply among his descendants. But my covenant is with Isaac, who will be born to you and Sarah about this time next year.
See the key? I will bless Ishmael, but my covenant is with Isaac. And they think the covenant's with Ishmael. Well, they're wrong. I mean, they're not bad. I think a lot of Muslims are going to come to Christ. I mean, guys, think about it. We have a lot in common.
How come God always showed himself in the Old Testament, but now he doesn't? I mean, don't you think that this would be the time that it would be important for him to show himself?
He did, through Christ.
But they.
Yeah, I mean, like now.
Well, you got to remember, too, think about it. That's 4,000 years of history. How many spectacular things happened in 4,000 years?
Oh.
See, you're just reading from Genesis to Malachi.
And you're living in today.
You realize there were periods of time, 400 years, thousands of years, where God didn't do anything. How much time was... How much time do you think was between Adam, Paul, and Noah?
I don't know. Probably a lot, huh?
Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. When we read the Bible, we see these spectacular things happen, but you got to remember, they're happening over thousands of years.
Yeah, it sounds like a short time.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Well, if you look at our country, is the longest existing government because they don't last as long.
And things are happening a lot. It's just that God's timetable is coming.
And we try to put an explanation for everything.
Yep. Earthquakes. Earthquakes are tremendously on the rise.
Yes, they are.
That's global warming.
That's Matthew 24.
Yeah, it is.
That's global warming, though.
So there's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right on.
I mean, you know. There's no explanation.
I was just kind of curious because, I mean, you know, it says here in the Bible that God showed himself. He came down and showed himself and, you know.
God will bring his people back to Israel for sitting in the midst of that happening. Mm-hmm. It's been happening for 100 years. Surprise! You didn't even know it. I mean, that's amazing. Because Israel did not exist for 2,000 years. Probably 1948 years.
So now that they're coming back.
They're back, which is a huge, like, guys, hello, in the end of times there has to be an Israel and there has to be a temple. There's already an Israel, what's next?
The temple. Are they talking about building one?
Well,
they're in the planning stages of it, yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah, they are.
I think that, and I read somewhere where they're bricks. I mean, things are moving along. They're
making all the stuff for it. They just don't have a place for it.
Yeah.
Because the Muslim Dome of the Rock is sitting right there.
Well, now you do understand when that Scud missile comes over, where it's going to land.
Yeah. The Acme Rock. Christians a long time, Becky, Therese, Larry, we're all learning different stages. I pray that you keep it interesting, keep them with it, and keep them learning. And I pray this, Lord Jesus Christ, in your name. Amen.
Learn something new every week.
I know, man.